Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows. Only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. With me, I have Don with me, and we're going to be talking about Cobra Kai Season 6, Part 2. So sit back, relax, and remember, no mercy in this dojo.
Don.
So, what do you think of this part of the season?
Overall thoughts, I would say pleasantly surprised about a lot of things I was wrong about.
Okay. So, what would you say that some of the things that you were wrong about?
I thought there was going to be a little more stakes for them. And not that there wasn't, but the way the competitions were set up, they weren't more like blood sport yet. It was more just like kick people off of this or, you know, keep your... So, I wasn't expecting that part. I was expecting more like, okay, one-on-one, two-on-two, you get in here, and somebody walks out, and that's who wins. Like, that's what I was expecting. So, those kind of things did surprise me. The only downfall, the only thing I will say is with the six episodes, I don't like that they're kind of skipping all the other stuff and just getting to the Cobra Kai matches. Like, I kind of wanted to see just a few of the matches kind of play out a little bit more.
And just let it build. I get you. Like how they did with the first Karate Kid movie, where basically we get to see Daniel fight against other competitors. And then also, too, you also get to see other dojos compete as well at the same time.
Yeah. I think I know why they did it, because there was a lot of dojos they had to get involved in the story to kind of get the story going. So, but I would have liked to see just a little more karate. I know it's weird, but. Because I do love what they gave us. Like, don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm like, oh, they didn't give us anything. Like, they gave us a lot.
They gave us a lot of stuff.
They did. I have to say,
I loved it. I loved everything about it. I knew that we were going to be getting, like, that blood sport kind of flavor to it. Because this is the showdown. This is what we were anticipating. Yeah. So they had to pay us off this way. And then, you know, the only thing that I have to say that got on my nerves was the whole... thing between Johnny's son, and then you also had the thing between
Kenny.
Not Kenny. Kenny didn't bother me. That part didn't bother me. I'm talking about
Robbie, and I was thinking Anthony and Kenny, and I got you.
No. I was thinking between Robbie and his girlfriend. That stuff got on my nerves because
I'm just kind of over her. Being like the one that always goes to the dark side. Do you know what I mean? Like you know that's going to happen. Like the reason the Kenny thing in the end, like I'm sure we'll get to it in more detail when we get there, but the Kenny thing hits so much harder because it's not this what you expect. You expect him to go, you know what I mean, to make the other decision. So I think her making the same decision as usual is kind of like, yeah, we already, she's John Kreese. Like, she is young Kreese. Like, she's going to go to the dark side. Like, we already know that. So.
Well, for me, I mean, I'm okay with her going to the dark side and stuff like that. I'm just got tired of the teenage romance of it, where it's like, you need to keep focusing. Focus on on the fight. What are you doing? Yeah. Robbie's just doing doing off the wall stuff. McGill, though, I liked when he goes, watch how it's done. And he kicks that other person off. Dude. He fought two people against one person. That was insane.
Yeah. Look, Miguel is definitely the more badass of the two. I think Robbie's the better fighter, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think like Miguel is more flashy and more, he's more like Hulk. Do you know what I mean? Like he's gonna win, but he's gonna be flat, not even flashy. I don't know what the right word is, because he's not like super like ego, like I'm the greatest. He's just like, I know what I can do, kind of person.
And I need to get the shit done. Like, yeah. I'm gonna go in there and get the shit done.
Like he's not like I'm the greatest ever. He's just more like, no, I do know what I can do though. Like I know what I'm capable of. Like that I kind of like that about him more than he's more about like being better than Robbie. Cause that I like that their relationship isn't going anywhere, I guess is the best way to say it.
Right.
That it's not going like back and forth with like them hating and loving each other. Like, yeah, there's tension in this season, but it's never like we hate each other. It's more just like, dude, come on, stop fucking up. You know, it's more like that than
right. Stop focusing on what we need to focus on and let's get this thing done.
It's not like Tori where it's like she's good 1 second, then bad the next. Like their connection is good now. It's just they're gonna have moments like this as brothers.
Right, exactly. And that's what it is. It's just brotherly love, and that's all it is at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's not them hating each other again. I don't ever want that to happen. That's what I'm hoping they don't end like the season with, or like that, you know.
I don't think they are. I think they're over that stuff. That would be odd if they did that, especially now when we actually have the stuff setting up with Johnny and then his wife almost dying. Well, not wife, but his girlfriend almost dying.
Yeah, dude, that was a moment. That was a moment, man. Yeah. Like, I feel so good for Johnny, man, where he's at.
Me too. He's in the right headspace now. He wants to get certain things done. I definitely like where they're heading with Johnny. And then, you know, whenever I predicted someone would die, I was like, oh, did this to his wife on an accident?
Oh my goodness. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. What if she would have passed? Oh, wow. I don't know. I was thinking because the way they were playing it, I don't want to get to it yet. It's at the end. So,
but there's also the other thing, though, too, that I really loved. I love the twists and turns within this season. They were so good.
Yes. There's a lot of good storylines, man. I like that Zara chick. I think she's actually funny. Like, I thought she was actually good.
My wife hated her. My wife's like,
she's I didn't like her as a character, but like, I like the vibe of the character. Like, I was like, yeah, this makes sense. There'd absolutely be this person out there for sure.
Right, because there's always going to be someone cocky with him one dojo or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, and especially also, if they're already like a TikTok person or like, you know, on YouTube or something, and then they become like, they start taking classes and then all of a sudden they're like good at it. Oh, they're definitely going to be filming that stuff. So it made a lot of sense.
Exactly. And you know what I was wanting to tell you, though, too, was that I like the fact that they even have Chosen in this at the very beginning. And Komiko, he's over there drunk. He winds up, he doesn't like the flowers on the table, comes and smashes and wreck everything. You also have the tension between Kreese showing off his blade. Yeah. Over to the concession stand table. And then, you know, I like how Johnny's over there looking at the nunchucks.
Of course.
And he's like, hey, I can do this. He's like, it's not about the weapon, it's about how you use it, right?
Yeah. No, it was a good moment. It was absolutely a good moment with him. And I like that he's actually pretty good with them. Like he was actually pretty good with them. So I do like they did that. But yeah, that moment where he's like, it's about who's using them, right? Yeah. No, it's a good moment, man, with him and Kreese, because we're getting that build up again where Johnny's done. Like, Johnny is like, no, I will just take you outside right now. Like, I don't care. But he can't. So,
exactly.
And then also for Johnny right now, man, because so he's come so far.
Another thing, though, too, is like he's over there trying to look out for Miguel's and Robbie's best interest.
Yeah.
Especially when. You know, he's over there like, well, my guys are look a whole lot better than this group, these models that you have here. And then once you get into the seriousness of it, he was like, wait, you guys actually have sponsors or, you know, scholarships? He's like, yeah. Okay. so they can get into college with this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the seriousness of him is there for his kid. Yeah. That's what I loved about that.
But he also, man, which is a part I teared up on, man, is when he's talking to Miguel and he says, "You're my son too." Like, Robbie needs this. You don't need this as much as, and not that you don't need it as much as Robbie does, but you have a little more going for you than Robbie does. Like,
right.
He absolutely needs this. So, but you are my son. Like, and I will never steer you wrong. That's a great moment with them too. I thought for sure.
Great redemption for Johnny on that end.
Yeah.
Showing balance between the stepson and not showing nepotism towards either one. It's just like, hey, look, it's just that Robbie needs this a little bit more than you do, but you guys need to find balance.
It doesn't mean you don't need it though. It doesn't mean it's, you know, you don't deserve it. Yeah.
Exactly. And then you also have this whole entire thing with Daniel not letting go of the whole Miyagi thing as well.
Yeah, that I gotta be honest, and I wanted to ask you how you felt about this, because depending on where this ultimately goes, I don't know how I feel about this tainting like his legacy, man.
I'm okay with it because it's setting up the... Here's the thing. If we didn't get that, we wouldn't have that surprise that we got, that twist. So I'm okay with it now because I think that Daniel's at a place now is like, look, this was his legacy. And now this is my legacy going into it.
My you know only what I mean? Thing is, if I guess my only worry is that it's going to be that he killed this dude. He was a different person then.
Right.
If it's he made a mistake, that's fine. But if this is he killed a person because he was an angry young person and then he became Mr. Miyagi, that's not the story we get in Karate Kid 2.
No, it isn't.
But at the same time, not who he is even as a kid, apparently. So
it depends on where we meet. Here's the thing: it depends on where we meet him at. Because remember, we've seen him in part one. But there's always some by the parts of life maybe that he might have blocked out himself. Because think of it. You killed someone on an accident. You don't want to remember that.
Right.
So, you know, I'm thinking that it was just the fact that he
blocked himself out. Yeah, it's just the way they're going to play it out, I guess, is what really, you know, that's what either worries me or I think it'll be fine. I just don't want Miyagi to be all of a sudden now he was like this, like, killer at some point and then became, like, Miyagi.
Right, and I think that is just like the fact of showing, hey, look, I made my mistakes. I'm not.
Well, if it was a mistake in the ring, yeah, that's different. This is, look, this tournament, like the guy says, this was different back then. There were different rules. So if it was just like he accidentally did it, then I don't have a problem with that at all.
Right, and that's all I think it is. I'm okay with that, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, that I'm fine with. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, if we wouldn't have had that, we wouldn't have that setup where we have Silver coming into it again. And, you know, when we see the guy with the long hair and stuff that looked like damn Kirk Hammett from Metallica, I was not expecting that, to be honest with you. I thought Silver was done. I thought Silver was a thing of the past, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a chance that somebody can actually die in the ring in the last part of this three.
Right.
Season, because now I feel like Silver is going to make that kid beat the crap out of somebody, and it's going to force somebody to make a decision.
My thing is this: do you think Silver had anything to do with the drug enhancement? Like, do you think that was something that?
Oh, that was definitely a setup. Yeah, that dude had no idea. That dude had no the Russian coach. Aren't they from Russia? Yeah, he had no idea. Yeah, he had no idea what was going on. At least he played it like he had legitimately no idea. I believe that he didn't know it had nothing to do with that. Because he's like, dude, are you serious? Like, really? Like, that's what you're going to accuse us of? It wasn't like he was like, oh, no, 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 how dare you? It was more like, what, that? Like, that's what you're – yeah, so I kind of believed him in that moment. I definitely thought Silver immediately.
See, I thought the other way around. I don't think Silver pretty much knew because of the shock of his face, though, in a sense. Though, too, really? Because I thought that was just something.
Wants Kreese in there to humiliate. I think he wants to humiliate Kreese.
He does, but doing it like that, is that enough to even humiliate him that way.
On the world stage, yeah, him actually getting a chance to get into the Final Four and then his team just beating Cobra Kai down, yeah, that's definitely more humiliating than losing early in the tournament.
Let's talk about his team, though. Let's talk about that, though, too, because the tall dude kind of reminds me of Drago from Rocky, the way he looks.
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
And basically, if you think about it, the instructor is just like his managers and everything, too, with Drago.
Yeah. I mean, he's silver. He's silver when he was younger. Really?
Right. But I liked how Silver uses the last bit of his money to pour into another dojo and uses that as a way to get back in to try to humiliate everybody.
Dude, that flashback of him telling the finding him, you know who that is, right? The dude that plays that?
Nah.
That's the dude from Mortal Kombat, the new Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about him. That's
the main dude. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I can't remember his name, the actor's name, but yeah, no, that's him. So, yeah, I just like that moment of him being a cage fighter and basically the same story as Mortal Kombat almost. But, yeah, he's
he pretty much fatalities people anyways because of that fight.
Yeah. But, yeah, and his, I guess, lawyer or accountant or whatever is like, all right, you're good to go. Like, just run away. And he's like, I still have my offshore account. He's like, yeah, he's like, all right, buy that dojo.
But like, what? Right, and then he's like, and I like how he's over there managing him though too. He goes, "Really? You want to dump your last bit of money into another dojo after what happened?"
Oh, it was so good. That was a great scene. I love that scene. I thought it was funny.
It was. I love the setup for it. I laughed my ass off on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just seeing
him in the hot tub too is a great reveal.
Yes, because here's the thing. I thought the guy was just taking a piss. I'm going to be real. I thought the guy was just over there in the bathroom, like a horror movie, because that's what it looked like. It looked like after the stuff with Daniel and everything being locked up inside the dog cage and everything. And then, you know, he tells Johnny what's happening.
Oh, we got to talk about that at some point.
Yeah, we will. We'll talk about that. But there's just so much stuff to unpack. But
yes.
Yeah, but then we get this. So it wasn't for Chosen sleeping with the other Cobra Kai.
Another thing I love. I love that.
I love that the chemistry.
Thing. Dude, that episode was one of the funniest episodes. Them two together is so good.
I hope he goes, I'm looking for teenagers.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, that was so, like, I was like,
that's bruh, you don't do that.
Yeah.
And then
Chosen, man. Dude, that he has become such a great, great character.
I love Chosen to death. He's like a fish out of water because he doesn't know exactly what to do.
Yes. And he's so good at it, man. He's so good at it.
Especially, like, I like also, too, how the Cobra Kai chick is over there looking for, she's like, look, I'm looking for teenage boys, too. And the way they ended up flirting back and forth, and he catches her leg, and then he
The kiss is so good. The kiss is so good. Them like fighting each other, and then they have to end up together, right?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they do after a while, because remember when she said when Tori asked her, "Is it worth sacrificing everything that you ever had?" And she looks over at. Chosen, and she's absolutely, but underneath the surface, she's just doing that just to get through this.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, I didn't believe her. Yeah, I didn't believe her in that moment.
I didn't either. That was just to get through everything. But I also like how Chosen
gets Tori to win. That was it. Yeah, she still wants to win. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But yeah, she is in the Chosen.
Yes, and I also like how she goes, look, that was only a one time thing. He goes twice on the beach.
Yeah, he said twice if you count the morning.
Right, there like, you go.
That's my man.
He got over Comico really fast after
that. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I was like, yes, redemption for Chosen.
But I didn't. Like, here's the thing: that other douchebag in Cobra Kai, I don't like him. You know what I'm talking about? The one that does the high kicks. Oh, and
the
all
main
that.
Dude, like the main, yeah, the other captain.
It looks like a damn anime character.
He does, yeah. He should play Goku.
I can see it.
I can see it.
But, yeah, I just don't like him. I never did from the introduction of part one.
Yeah, he's meant to be hated for sure. Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, he's a good actor, man. He pulls it off. He's definitely a little asshole.
Especially whenever they want
to punch him in the face too, for sure.
Especially whenever he makes them do that challenge with the kick and stuff like that too. And you know, Robbie thinks that he has a good chance of actually getting his hotel room.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I had to say it though. If that was his hotel, you'd think that Cobra Kai had a good setup, right? Because I thought that would actually have a better hotel room than Robbie did.
I know, right?
But why would you sacrifice that hotel room? That hotel room looked a whole lot better than that little rink-a-dink hotel room that the kid had.
Not to mention,
I don't blame him. I would have actually done the same thing too. Hustled him out of their hotel room, because my room, that hotel room was shit.
Oh yeah. Not to mention, shouldn't the freaking champion, like the captains, get like a suite, like their own room, like at least a single room, like not a double room?
Like all the captains share a room together?
No, like they get their own single room, like their own.
Okay,
room.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like their own suite.
Yeah, not even a suite, but just like a single bed in it, not like a double bedroom.
I gotcha. Yeah, but don't forget.
I don't know, don't forget though, too.
Go on ahead.
You become a captain, you should get something out of it. I don't know.
Well, don't forget, it might not be in the budget, because don't forget, the dojos have to flip the bill, not the tournament.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, yeah. That is
so fair. Here's the thing, though. I would think that the Irish people had more of a chance to have sports-enhanced drugs in their system than the Russians.
You're racist. I'm Irish. I'm just saying. I'm joking. They would have definitely had alcohol in their system.
Definitely. But I was just thinking, you know, like, I could see it more on the Irish, because the Irish people were like really vicious, especially that girl that was on there too, the one that Miguel went on ahead and fought.
Dude, that was the one fight I didn't really understand. I think that was what made me think of the whole, like, I wanted to see more from the other, because yeah, I get they beat them in that one round, but there was no like real reason for her to like single them out. I don't know. It was just weird. So that was why I kind of wanted to see more of that, I guess.
Because you wanted to see more of the beef between the other dojos and everything too.
Like they focused on the two main ones from Silver. What is it? Silver Dragon, or what was it called again?
Yeah, something about Silver Dragon or something.
Not Silver, because it wasn't Silver. It was something else. I don't remember, but whatever it was, like, yeah, they were focusing more on them, Cobra Kai, the Russians, and Miyagi-Do. Because you kind of knew those were the four that were going to make it.
Right, it's called the Sekai Taikai. No. That's not the dojo. That's the name of the tournament. But anyway, I can't remember. Yeah. I can't remember it. But I just like the fact that we don't even know that he's even pulling the strings at this point either. Like,
the only reason I know it's not Silver Dragons is because I was thinking, why wouldn't he name them the Silver Dragon? Like, I would have absolutely named them the Silver Dragons.
But think of it like this, though. We would actually pick up on him, like, Silver, Terry Silver, Silver Dragon.
I would have done it, though. That's the whole reason I would have done it. I'd have been like, it's me again. Like, I'm back.
But for me, though, I would be like, that's too much on the nose, because I would love that, because I love the twist so much.
Oh, I do too. Point.
So yeah. I would think that would be like too much on the nose of like, oh, Silver Dragon, Terry Silver. And then we get the reveal. Of course it's him. And there's not that big shock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Terry Silver's always been my favorite villain out of the Karate Kid movies.
Really? Okay.
Because there's just so much more layers to him than Kreese at that point.
See, but I like Johnny, but I also am a firm believer in the Daniel was the actual bully conspiracy theory. So have you ever seen that video?
Yeah, I did. Which is the whole motivation behind Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I love it. I love that conspiracy theory, so I just think it's fun.
But what did you think of the whole entire dog cage thing with Daniel?
Oh, man. Look, all I can say is those people are – that dude, they're all lucky that Daniel was able to get himself out of there and chosen, or Johnny didn't have to come find him. Because they might have died if one of them had to come find him like that. If they would have found Daniel in a dog cage – those two would have went nuts on somebody.
They would have, especially Chosen.
Yeah. They're so lucky that it was Daniel and he was able to get himself out of it himself. because he took it very easy on that dude. I would have wanted to kill that dude.
I thought he was going to be honest with you, I thought he was going to knock his ass out or whatever, but he didn't really do that much to him. But then we get the reveal of the fact that he was actually in the third Karate Kid movie whenever they were wrecking.
I did like that reveal, though. I did like that.
Me too.
Because I didn't know that. I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, that's really cool. So, and I like that he's working with Silver. I did like that too.
Right. And then whenever we get that whole entire deal of Silver, and then Johnny and all them being even Chosen is walking over towards the guy with the long hair, and he's just standing there.
Yeah.
And I love the reveal of it because we think it's all going to be Kreese that was in. And he goes, what the hell are you talking about? So it goes to show you that Kreese wouldn't go as low as doing something like that, which makes me think now that he didn't kill Tori's mom.
Oh, no, I still believe he did.
I don't know. I mean, would he? Because kidnapping, I don't think he would go as far as murder with that. But then again, they don't really touch on that at all.
He was about to kill Johnny. He was about to kill Chosen, or not Chosen. Silver.
Well, that's different though, in a sense, because Silver was basically a thorn in Kreese's ass, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't put anything past Kreese. I don't put anything past Kreese. I think in that moment I still think it could have been Kreese though.
But they don't really focus on that though. It's like, okay, well, her mom died and that's it. So they didn't really focus in on that. That was mostly the tournament.
No, I also mean that I could have easily seen Kreese being the one behind it and it not being Silver.
Unless Silver wanted up. Right. Okay.
But I like the reveal. It's a great reveal. It's an amazing reveal. I like when he stands up too and they all get a look and they're all like, oh.
And then he goes, you guys should really try the hot tub.
It's a funny moment. It's a good moment.
But let's also talk about the fact that Daniel decides to also do something shady to Kreese though with the whole blade.
Yeah. But this gets back to my thing with Miyagi too, is how much does this change Daniel?
I think it's going to change anything. I really don't. I think now he's done trying to find answers.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope
because
so.
Now, here's the thing. You have that whole entire thing that happened at the end. He's not worried about Miyagi now. Now he's worried about how are things going to be now that this whole entire tournament went to a complete shit show.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
do you think there's going to be an end to it? Like, do you think we're going to get matches still? Or do you think this is just going to be... I mean, I know we're going to get fights, but do you think we're going to get matches? Like, do you think we're going to get the last four?
Do you think they're going to pull a Rocky V where it's like a street fight brawl?
Dude. I was so... Because I forgot there was a third part to this.
Yeah.
And when he turned to the camera and said, cut it, I was like, is this really how we're ending? Like, I thought the show was over right then. I honestly did.
You thought they were going to Soprano us.
I completely forgot there was a third part to this season. So I thought that was the end.
No, I remember playing.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Came out that there was going to be another season for 2020. Well, another part in 2025.
Gotcha. Okay. See,
because when we did our reaction.
Yeah, but then when it says more episodes coming soon, I was like, oh, thank God. But for that second, dude, I was just like, what? They just ended? I was like, that is the greatest and worst ending ever.
He's like, I got Soprano with Cobra Kai.
I was so confused, dude. I'm so confused.
But nah, man, I knew from 2020. I remember when we did our reaction that it was going to be set up for 2025. So I'm like, okay. So we get more Cobra Kai with part 3, but I think it ends on this.
Glad I missed that because that was it was a great second and a half to just be scared as hell. Like this is the last thing remember.
I mean, I was scared for everybody during that whole entire deal, though.
Oh hell yeah! Back to that. So now we can kind of talk about it. I thought the way, what they were setting up. I like yours with Kreese, but I thought they were setting up Daniel getting in between those two and getting stat. That's what I thought was going to happen.
No, let me tell you. No. What I thought was going to happen since Johnny is, what's his name? Kreese's mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to get in between Silver and Kreese. Yeah. And at the moment, whenever he was about to stick the blade in, it goes into Johnny. That's what I was afraid of.
I could easily see that happening too, for sure.
Because it made more sense because of the whole entire Cobra analogy thing that they did at part one. Remember, whenever Kreese doesn't want to kill Johnny or anything like that, he thought it was a son. He killed him in spirit and not in anything in spirit, not physically. So I was thinking that they were going to go down that route of killing Johnny like that, where Kreese accidentally kills him with his own blade.
That would have been crazy, dude.
But I like how, I do like how Silver and Kreese are both going at each other.
Yeah,
the whole entire time.
It's a good moment. It's definitely a good moment. But oh man, that brawl is so much fun. That brawl is so much fun. The way it breaks out too, I'm like, wait a minute, no way. I'm just sitting there waiting, and I'm just like, there's no way they're gonna break it up, and it's gonna be maybe somebody gets a shot in or two, but
it's into like a WWE style match because the announcer gets knocked out.
It just starts happening, and I'm just like, no, no, no. I'm just, dude, it was so cool. It was so much fun, and then seeing that because seeing Johnny like fighting, and then he's just like, nah, I'm out. Like you can handle that. I'm gonna go handle it. Because he's fighting, what's his name at first? The Silver Dragon dude. Getting his ass whooped by him, by the way.
And I was scared for him. I was scared for Johnny, though, too, because I thought he was going to kill him.
Yep. And then Chosen steps in and starts helping Johnny. And then Johnny's like, you got this. I'm going to go deal with that because I got to kill that son of a bitch for real quick. But, yeah, now, dude, look. There's a lot of moments in this where I'm just like, I don't know what's about to happen, and somebody might die. And I was thinking about you the whole time, like, John's going to be right. Like, somebody is definitely going to die here, and I don't know what it is. And then it gets to that moment with Daniel where he's like, oh, shit, like, don't do it. And that dude picks up that knife, and I'm like, they're about to kill Daniel. I'm like, in a Cobra Kai, in a freaking Karate Kid universe show, they're going to kill Daniel.
Well, for me, I didn't think they were going to kill Daniel. My thing was always going to be Johnny for some reason. That was my number one because, remember, we talked about
I think Johnny makes it only because I think this is – well, it is. I mean, it's a redemption for Johnny. I mean, this whole show is about him becoming not a man, but a man. You know what I mean?
Right. But not only that, though, dude. Like, think of it like this, though. Okay? So – we knew that Daniel was safe because he's in that other movie. So my thing was this. I'm like, okay, Daniel is safe. I'm not worried about Daniel too much. I'm more worried about Johnny because Johnny is going to be the one that probably dies.
Dude, it would be a bold move to kill Johnny off. It would be a bold move, man. It would be big. It would absolutely be big.
It would be, but... dude, I was panicking the whole entire time. Like, I was like, whenever I said someone was going to die, I didn't think it was going to be the asshole kid from Cobra Kai.
Look, man, the kid deserved that shit. He deserved it. I don't mean deserved it, but you know what I mean. Like, he picked it up, dude. He took his shot, and that kid is just better than him. Or bigger than him. Or not even better than him, but bigger than him.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't even kick him. He kicks his leg away. And he spins him. And if you watch that again, like, he literally doesn't even kick the kid. He just kicks his leg.
He kicks his leg as a defense mechanism just to get him, you know, make him fall. But it's the impact of him, the whole point of him, he had the blade out that whole entire time.
Yep.
And then he lands on the blade.
Man, it was crazy, too. It was crazy. I thought, see, and this is the thing. When it happened, I was expecting him to just roll over and it be like in his side, like, you know, kind of like, dude, when he didn't roll over and Daniel walks up and that blood just starts coming out from underneath him, I was like, oh, he's dead. I was like, they just killed him. I was like, that's crazy. I was like, that's crazy.
It really is. Like, I knew he was dead, like, right off the bat. I knew that he wasn't going to wind up. Like, yeah, there's no comeback.
I was a little worried they were going to kind of do it as like a fake out. Like, oh, we thought, you know, you see somebody get stabbed. Oh, no, he's okay. Like, that kind of thing.
No, I knew as soon as he wasn't moving, he's dead.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. Like, don't get me wrong. It definitely makes sense, especially if he was holding it like this and then he gets spun around and he stabs himself. Yeah, it makes total sense for sure.
But as far as the tournament goes, how do you air this after this happened?
I think this has to be only it's going to be one sensei and the two captains and the referees, and that's it. Nobody else is going to be allowed in the and the judges, obviously. But yeah, like there's not going to be any other teammates, any other dojos. Nobody else is going to be in there. I think that's how this is going to look crazy. Like it's going to look crazy when we get to it.
It really is, because I'm wondering how they're going to do the tournament now that this the way that it ended.
I think the brawl gives them a way to make these literally one-on-one fights. Like these are just two people walking into a ring. Like it's going to feel like freaking like the Kumite. Like it's going to feel like that, but without all the crowd, just literally walking onto a mat, referee, two fighters, judges, fight.
Then even with Amanda though watching Daniel's wife, it's making me wonder what's going to happen with their relationship, even though it's not Daniel's fault.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to bother their relationship. I don't know. I have to see because he didn't really do it. He was trying to stop it. If anything, right. He just didn't.
I think there. Amanda flies out to see them. I think that for sure. But I do love the fact that Kenny is back. And
he's
love
a badass, dude. And he's exactly what we thought. He's a badass.
But I like how Silver tries to get in his head and he winds up flipping him off at that moment whenever he winds up winning. Because now he realizes, oh, I can't get into Kenny's head anymore. I cannot be the puppeteer that I once was.
Yep.
Or anything.
Dude, can you imagine that team for real going into that tournament, though? They have Tori. They have Miguel. Robbie. They have Kenny, and they have Hulk.
But what do you think of Hulk?
Nasty. That is actually a nasty team. If they would have went in with that team, dude, they would have had a real chance at that point, like being in the lead.
But seeing Hulk get shut down, at the very first part of it, I'm like, oh shit! Yeah. I was not expecting that.
Yeah. But those are their best fighters, man. Like those are their easily their top five. The sixth spot can kind of go to anybody, but those are their main fighters. And I guess actually I would put Sam in there. So Sam is number six for sure.
Right. Sam does pretty good.
Yeah.
Dimitri, I would have to say, would be his six.
Dimitri, I can see that too. I can see that.
Because he's okay, but he's not like the best of them all. He's like average.
Yeah. Makes sense. I am excited. I do want to see how they're going to finish this tournament now, because I don't know how you do it with everybody in there now, knowing that's what happened last time. I don't think you can do it that way now.
No. Either they have to cancel the whole entire deal, because now you actually have someone that was murdered. Not only that, now it's also repercussions on Kreese now.
Yeah.
So Kreese is once again arrested.
Yep.
For bringing in a weapon. But although it's a tournament that has weapons, but still.
Yeah.
You know, but the fact that you are responsible for that person.
Not to mention, they show him sharpening it like right before all that. So it's kind of hard for him to be like, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Think that Kreese is going to go back to jail.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah.
And now it's the woman that's going to end up
I think Silver's going back to jail too, for sure.
Silver's going back to jail no matter what. But
I think Silver's going to jail for sure.
But right now, though, Silver is still, he was not really involved in that much to where I would say.
Part of it, no.
No. But I don't see him going back to jail right now.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to get him to confess to kidnappings, him, Daniel, somehow. They're going to get him to confess to it.
Right. On, by the end of the season.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he's already confessed to it. They know he did it. They just don't, they need him like to say it like on recording. That's what, yeah.
But what did you think of Kenny and LaRusso's son? Where,
dude, I freaking love that moment. And I love the way they play with her going through dealing with it and it literally leading up to that exact moment when he's like, you know what? I'm going to do it too. And then she calls at that moment and he already drank it. I love the way that, and I know it's written in there that way, but I just love the way it lines up. I just think it's so great.
I do too. Like, I like how like,
he can't be mad in that moment anymore. Like, he can't even be mad at her in that moment. He's just like, fuck. Like, what do I do?
Well, at the same time, though, Kenny did get revenge on him for doing the things that he did.
Yeah.
So that's why he basically was okay with the fact that he wound up shitting his pants and just told him to go home.
He's just like, are we good? He's like, we're good. Just go home. Just go. Like, yeah, no, it was perfect. It was well done. It was really good. My only thing is the timeline. Because, look, Spain to L.A. is not like three-hour flight. Okay? And they spend 2.5 days convincing Kenny when there's one day in between these fights. And they spend 2 whole days.
No, wait. You didn't get into it. Hold on. You think that was a timeline? What about whenever and you have Johnny and
Miguel make it back there way before anything happens?
It's like, and I don't think that's how traveling goes. It's like,
oh my God, there's no.
Listen, guys, everything is fine. I'm fine. You know, the baby is fine. But you guys need to finish what you started. Then they get on the plane.
The next scene, they're walking through the door. That's the best part. Like, literally the next scene, they're like, we're here. And they're all just like, so?
Like, they were just in the next movie set. It's like, okay, well, we're just going to walk over here. You know?
Oh, shit.
Because I even thought that was funny, though, myself. I was like, okay, you're far away. You're in California. And you're going to travel all the way over here. And it's like,
no, go ahead.
I have to think that they would miss the tournament by the time they got done with their flight. And then also, too, I would be tired as hell after traveling that far again.
Yeah, they just flew like 48 hours in like 3 days.
It was like 24 hours, if you think about it. It's like,
dude, it's like 20 hours to Spain. Like, it's got to be because it's like 17 or 18 to like UK. From like here, from like the East Coast where I'm at. It was just funny to me.
To me too, because I was thinking it as well.
While they were in the air, like time just stopped everywhere else in the world while they were flying.
Here's the thing: they're on a mission. They have to get to that tournament. They have to finish what they started.
Like, I don't care for the story part of it. I love it. I don't care. Me too. But I just think it's funny.
I think so too, but I'm just saying that they have a mission. They have a mission, and because of that mission, time's froze.
And I love the fucking moment I love the moment with Johnny and the flat Earth moment for Johnny when he's like, "It's flat. Why are we going to curve?" I was dying because that is so season one, Johnny. I just love it. I love when those little moments come out of Johnny.
Me too, and then also too because. Didn't he say he had to get some Spanish food in him?
Oh, my God. Yes, he did. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, he's the best. Johnny's the best. There's so many great characters. They've done so well writing these characters, especially the legacy characters.
Yeah.
They really nailed them all, man. They really nailed them.
They definitely did. I love this. I love what they did with the story arcs, the layers to these characters. They built on everything.
I mean, even Silver, Kreese, like, they've done a good job of all making them, you know, even the villains, they've made them at least interesting. Like, it's not like we're just watching, like, ha-ha, I just want to come back because you beat me when you were 17. Like, it's not just that. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, But it's this show is just getting better and better.
Yeah.
The writing. But there was something else I wanted to see about, though, too. Like, I thought even the I'm actually going to call the tournament style that they did for the Taikai Taikai part was Squid Game. I love the Squid Game element of kicking someone off the onto a mat on the floor. I loved it. I love that whole entire levitation.
Oh, it was interesting. Yeah, the setup of it was definitely interesting because I did not expect that from like the biggest karate tournament of all. Like, you know what I mean? So yeah, it was definitely interesting the way they had all these different like ways. The one with them on the beam, like when it was one on one, and they had to just kick each other off or push each other off of it. I thought that one was interesting because it was like really small.
But did you think of the thing with Johnny and Daniel on the beach, and they kick, Johnny kicks the soccer ball because, well, we can always go ahead and hire some kids off the street, pay some pesos to knock each other out.
Dude, yeah, dude, it's so good. And I love the way I love the way that Daniel finally gives in and they come together, him and Johnny, because damn it, like even freaking Chosen Man at the end. Chosen comes in so clutch at the end when he says, "Get your head out of your asses, or I'm gonna pull them out for you." That is, I was like, "Yeah, finally somebody told these two idiots like you're fire and water, and it's fine. Just figure it out together. Like, stop fighting each other." And just,
right, because you're not doing anybody any favors by fighting with them amongst each other.
But Chosen comes in so clutch, man, in that moment, man, just because that's exactly what it is the whole time. Is you guys are different, but you're also the same in a lot of ways. And you both have something to bring to this. Like, just stop fighting about it. Like, it's so dumb. We get it. You both want to be the one, but you're both great together. That's what makes this so good right now, is you're both great together.
Exactly. But what did you think of the douchebag in the airplane, though? Like,
oh, I love that. Oh, I love Miguel getting up and punching him. Oh, that was so great. It was so great. And everybody cheering for him. Even the cop, when they get off the plane, it's so funny when he's dropping them off. And he's like, "Thank you." He's like, "Thank you for what you did for your service." Oh, it's so funny.
But hands down, this part of the season was probably one of my favorites. I like how you had that slow tension at the very beginning of this part of the season, and it's just building, especially when Daniel wants to just go on ahead and network with everybody. Mm-hmm. And then you have Johnny trying to fight over the last piece of steak.
Yeah.
And then,
that was a funny moment, too. That was a funny moment. And there's so many. Johnny's just great. Johnny's great, man. William Zabka is freaking. He needs to start acting again, like, and other stuff.
He does. This has actually resurrected his career. I mean, he needs to do some other stuff besides Cobra Kai.
I would love to see him in other stuff for sure. Yeah.
But, okay.
What about him overall? Johnny, like, when Daniel's gone and him having to, like, be the like the sensei man was really interesting too. How they
that. I want to talk about that. I like how Tori's like, "Look, we have to do what my dad told us to do. We need to find balance and everything. No, what we need to do is kick someone off this damn this bridge and let's get this thing going." And it was like very narrow. She was like, "No, we need balance." And they did exactly what Johnny told them to do and realized, "Oh, I'm not Daniel. I have to have Daniel there for the balance."
Yeah. Yeah. And again, that's going back to Miyagi at his core. It was always about balance. So yeah, it feels like that's the balance they're going for. Johnny and Daniel is those two need to balance out and it'll all work. Which I love. I love that theme of this show, of that bringing them together.
Same here.
And they're brothers too, man. They're like the Johnny and Miguel, the older Johnny and Miguel, or Robbie and Miguel, I mean.
Robbie and Miguel,
yeah. So it's a good, that's kind of it. Oh my God, I didn't even think of it. That is absolutely who they are.
Yeah, that's it. Because
they were like this. I didn't even think about it that way until just
now. Yeah, I remember in season one, I was thinking it.
Yeah. That's
because fun. If you think about it, it's kind of weird though, right? Because it was Daniel who was always getting his ass kicked by Johnny. Johnny winds up training McGill because he's getting picked on. So basically, he's the Miyagi. Basically, McGill is basically Johnny's Miyagi.
Dude, oh my god, they rebooted and retold freaking the Karate Kid movies in this show with two. Holy crap! You know what? Hats off, gentlemen. Hats off, gentlemen.
This show's amazing.
This is the best show ever. This is really the best show ever made. It really.
Well, I still love the Penguin for this year for the best show on HBO.
Yeah, right it's now. not the best show of all time, but it's my favorite show. It's my favorite show to watch.
I like theorizing. I like just fanboying, theorizing stuff. Yes. Because I remember one time I actually had a fan theory, right, where I was like, okay, what if Silver comes in, but the car lot is actually owned the whole entire the property is actually owned by Silver. But Johnny doesn't know that it was originally owned by Silver. Therefore, Silver comes in. Yep. So I did that whole entire fan theory one time. I'm like, that's I was going crazy. Through it.
That's good. That's good, man. This show just makes me feel good when I watch it. Like, cause I love these characters. I love this world. I just love being. It's fun. It's a really fun place to just have some fun, man, and watch some karate, some cool stuff.
Right. My other question is this: what did you think of the AI Miyagi?
I thought it looked good. I actually thought they did a good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like the AI Miyagi, actually.
I don't know. For me, it kind of doesn't work in a sense. I don't know.
I don't like that scene. I will say that. I don't like the dream scene.
I really wanted to like the AI thing, but it just took me out of it a little bit.
What did you think about the guy that got to play the young Miyagi at first?
I love that now. That should have been.
Yeah.
I like how they go from young Miyagi almost killing somebody.
Yeah.
Or killing somebody. Then it goes to the old Miyagi. It's like, that's your problem, Daniel. Curious. Or something like that. I'm just paraphrasing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just thought he looked good, at least. I thought they at least took the time to make him look like Miyagi. And it didn't look like an AI. It didn't look like a real person standing there for that moment. So I did like I just appreciate the time they took in doing it. But I don't like that scene overall. I don't like the dream scene at all.
I don't either, but I understand why they did it.
Yeah, oh, I understand why they did it. I don't personally like it. Just again, I don't like anything that taints Miyagi. Like, I love Miyagi and who he was. So for me, it's hard to I just don't think messing with his legacy does anything for the show. I think this show should be focused on Daniel and Johnny and not Miyagi. Like, the only reason Miyagi should be brought up is because of Daniel and missing him and remembering him and stuff like that.
Right.
But again, I'm not saying that they're doing anything wrong either. Like, I'm not trying to say
But I understand the motivation behind the dream sequence is basically to actually say, hey, look, confronting Daniel's fears and stuff like that with Miyagi. And not letting that be something that he has to worry about anymore.
Yeah. I guess it's more of the context of when the dream happens. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that dream would have happened before the Saikai Taikai happened, and it was just him kind of, right after he found out that he killed somebody, maybe that would have fit better. But I just don't think where it happened after him being, kidnapped and I don't know. It just didn't fit where it was, I guess, for me.
So you think that maybe they should have placed it somewhere else before everything? I can understand that.
Yeah. Because, again, I don't know. I just don't like anything that makes Miyagi look like a bad person. Like, that's why I don't really like the beginning of that sequence with the younger Miyagi, because that dude looks like a killer, not somebody that's just there and made a mistake. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm worried about.
We all make mistakes when we're younger, but.
Right. But again, I think it's the intent of it. I don't want Miyagi to be a killer in the sense that he was looking to do that. Or do you know what? Like, that's what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
Accident. Like I said, if it's an accident complete, like he just makes a mistake, I can live with that. Like, he made a mistake.
Right.
But if they're making him out to be like this assassin when he was like 20 years old, I don't like that. I don't think they are.
I think it's just the fact that, you know, it was a different time, different time during a tournament that there was no really any rules or regulations to or anything like that compared to how it was when Daniel was there.
Right.
I think that's what it was. I think it was the fact that there was no rules, no regulations. So it's like, okay, go ham on each other until one of you guys are unconscious.
Yeah. Hopefully, man. Like I said, it's going to come from me, at least, if I'm going to, you know, like it or not, is the intent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but again, look, hats off to these guys. They have made one of my favorite shows ever to watch, or my favorite show ever to watch. So.
Same here as well. This is hands down one of my favorite shows to watch on Netflix, aside from Stranger Things as well.
It's up there, man. This is Mandalorian to me. This is a world I just love to be in and have fun in, and this show does it really well.
It really does. It establishes the characters that we knew and love and then just gives us more to them and more layers to flesh out and more stories to tell. So, yeah, hands down, one of my favorite shows to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be it as far as this goes, man. Like, we've
hit a lot. There's a lot to happen in this part.
So I can't wait until 2025 when we do another trailer reaction, and then when we go ahead and review it again, do part three.
I will be there.
Me too. I'm excited for it.
All head to toe Miyagi-Do.
So, guys, we have plenty of stuff going over here at Movie Lovers Unite. Go ahead and do that. Go visit Don over at the Multiverse of Geekdom. Do you have anything coming out or anything like that you're going to be doing?
Not at the moment, guys. Sorry, we are on a little bit of a hiatus, but I do plan on bringing some stuff back very soon. So just give me some more time. I'm kind of working on things personally.
Watch some trailer reactions. Watch some of the old school stuff that they've done and stuff like that. I think you guys are going to enjoy that stuff.
We have a lot of cool stuff over there for real, though, guys. Definitely check us out, please, because like I said, we will be back.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to be it. And always until next time, guys.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.